Hey guys, it's Geeks, Peeps, and Fantastic Beasts. Welcome to a new podcast. This is episode 1, and where I'm going to be talking about Harry Potter. Because why not? If you haven't watched or read all the books or watched all the movies, I suggest you stop listening to this. But if you have, continue on. So, some parts I didn't understand. Like, why does Dumbledore have to die? Why does Harry have to die? I mean, I know he's a Horcrux, but isn't there, like, can't you crucio the heck out of him? Anyway, I will be playing some games, about, like, Harry Potter games, like, Truth or Dare or Kiss, Marry, Crucio. Credit to Brizzy Voices and Tessa Netting. And then other games that I find that are fun and you just have to talk about. So, when I have someone on this podcast, they will be playing games with me. And I will not be posting very often. I also will give some game reviews because my geeks out there who like video games, whoever you are, will be upset if I don't, so I'll just talk about some video games too. Anyway, for this one podcast, I'm just introducing myself and, you know, getting to know people. Not. Oh, excuse me. That was one of my signs here. Anyway, continuing on. One part that made me cry in the movie was when, in the last movie, well, second to last movie, Dobby had to die. I was bawling my eyes out. And I know I should have been crying with Dumbledore, but nope. I love Dobby more. Dumbledore's okay. I mean, he's gay, so yeah. Hey, that rhymed! Dumbledore's gay, but he's okay. Yeah. Anyway. One book series I would love to talk about right now is The Sisters Grimm. And it's based on a ton of... It's based on a ton of fairy tales, like, there's, the last book is called The Council of Mirrors, and you basically have the magic mirror, two sisters, Sabrina and Daphne, they have the, I don't know what to call it, the magic mirror, and their grandma, like, possessed, has it in her, like, house, which is, like, very beautiful, very big. It looks like a dollhouse, quote-unquote, from Daphne. And it's just, like, very big and beautiful. And at the end, the mirror turns against you, against them, takes your brother, takes their baby brother, and tries to get, like, his own human body so he can, like, leave the mirror and all that stuff. So, yeah. But, at the end, you understand why he's doing this, and then Sabrina, the main character, like, shows her love to him because he has never known love since he used to be his previous owner, was the Snow White's mother, the evil queen, and although their grandma showed some love, Sabrina gave him all the love, and I just thought that was beautiful, and I started crying in the middle of class, and someone came up to me and said, "What's wrong, Amanda?" I'm like, "It's in my book, shut up." Anyway, yeah. So, that was for my book geeks, my movie geeks. I have a lot to talk about on this one. The Little Mermaid. Let's start with that. Three movies. They had one about music, one about her as a young child, the one about music where Trayne's wife, Athena, died and he banned music, blah, blah, blah. So they had, you get the idea, main idea so far, right? Good. But anyway, the second one, Princess Melody is born. Wow, Ariel has a child. The first movie, Ariel, as older version, gets her voice taken by Ursula, goes see Eric, Ursula tricks Eric to become his fiancé. Yeah, all that stuff. You've probably seen it. My theory is they should have put the one about music first, then the one where Ariel gets her voice taken away, then when Princess Melody is born. Because that order would have made it so much easier, because the one about music, it had Ariel as a little child, it had her mother, it had her father, it had her sisters as little kids. Just explained a lot about what happened. And then when you see the first movie and then you get to the last, you see the first movie, they're all singing, they're all, ho, 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 our sister Ariel is an idiot. Then in the last movie, you see it and you're like, well, why is the first movie like this and then the last movie is like this? Doesn't make sense. But okay, I'm fine with it. And finally, my video game peeps, I have you. Whoa, horror game called Granny. This horror game, it's called Granny. And the whole background is Granny is one of Slenderman's mother, and her granddaughter, Slendria, I think that's how you pronounce it, I don't care, is like dead, lost, and she wants to find her. Anyway, you are driving in the car and you come up to the castle that you used to live in, and you find a ripped up photograph of one of the family photo. So you take it, you get back in your car, you drive a little bit. Your car breaks down and Granny finds you. She sees the photo you've taken and hits you in the head while you're changing your tire or something. I forget what it's mainly about because it doesn't show you that. Anyway, and your objective is to escape the house. And recently, they've updated it to have extra locks. So it's very hard. It's a challenge game. I love it so much. And yeah, I think that's it. Anyway, guys, I have to go. I've got school tomorrow because I'm only in middle school. So yeah, bye.